These are the last remaining Ukrainian fighters in the Azovstal steel plant. Now they are prisoners of war. They survived Russia's onslaught for more than 2 months in the steel plant. Their future is now unknown. Their surrender brings a much-needed victory for Russian forces in the strategically important port city of Mariupol.
The Minister of Defense has reported to President of Russia on the end of the operation and the complete liberation of the Azovstal industrial complex and of the city of Mariupol from Ukrainian fighters.
The Kremlin says those who've surrendered will be treated in line with international norms. Some Russian lawmakers have demanded they be tried for war crimes, and one said they should face the death penalty. Sergei Shoigu announced his forces alongside Russian-backed separatists will soon claim full control over the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine. A victory that's long overdue for his forces. Forces the defense minister wants to expand. He revealed plans for 12 more military units to be added to the military districts in western Russia in response to Finland and Sweden applying to join NATO.
That expansion needs more manpower, and the Russian lawmakers may have the solution. The State Duma on Friday said it's considering a bill that would allow Russians over the age of 40 and foreigners over the age of 30 to sign up for the military.
The website of the Russian parliament's lower house, the State Duma, said the move would enable the military to utilize the skills of older professionals familiar with the use of high-precision weapons and military equipment. As what Russia calls its special military operation nears the three-month mark, there is no indication from either side of an end to the conflict. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.